I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. Picture perfect weather, sunshine, 69 degrees. KSL's top story. KSL Sports, tomorrow is opening day for the Salt Lake Bees. Despite pandemic endgame restrictions going away this week, attendance at Smith's Ballpark will still be limited. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the details. Paul?
Well, Jeff, the lockdown was so strict for minor league teams, players on the Bees roster were really only allowed to play against themselves through 2020, and even in preseason this year, they were only allowed to play against one team. However, even though they're only going to have 3,200 fans allowed inside Smith's Ballpark starting tomorrow, they say they're just happy to play in front of any fans at all. And get this, some of the players actually on other teams, they were so desperate to get any kind of playing time at all, they left the U.S. just so that they can get on the field. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Paul. Mask debates continue to ruffle feathers in Utah. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
Hale Center Theater making the announcement at last night's show.
Masks were no longer required, but yet for those who feel more comfortable wearing a mask, we certainly welcome that.
Their post online lighting up social media. Many thanking the business, others calling it selfish. CEO Mark Dietlein says they're simply following what the state is allowing.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about personal freedoms and allowing people to make choices on their own. You know, we fall in line with that thought process.
Yesterday, all but a few pandemic restrictions ended per Utah's new law. Another mass showdown over kids in the Granite School District wearing them.
This is what happens when you do not represent the people that voted you in.
School board members eventually walking out. Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
The author of Utah's endgame bill is hoping for civility as all public health orders related to COVID come to an end. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik with this report.
It's now entirely up to individual businesses, restaurants, and venues if they want to require masks or social distancing. Representative Paul Ray says he's not against people still wearing a face mask if they choose. Rather, he's against government or health agencies still requiring it at this point.
We've put the power back with the people where they can now make their own decisions. If they want to wear a mask, they can wear one. If they don't want to go to a crowded event, they don't have to go to a crowded event.
As of now, state-owned facilities are still requiring masks through the end of May, while UTA requiring masks and social distancing on trains and buses until September. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
President Biden is today promoting his newly launched plan to help mom-and-pop restaurants. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the fund, which opened for applications this week, provides nearly $29 billion to restaurants struggling in the wake of the pandemic. President Biden says the Restaurant Revitalization Program will ensure a wide range of stores and restaurants can reopen, not just the bigger corporations.
And to make sure the relief is distributed fairly, we also set aside funds for the smallest restaurants, bars, food trucks, and many family-owned restaurants that haven't gotten any help to date.
Portions of the fund have been set aside for minority-owned businesses as well. A federal judge has ruled that the Centers for Disease Control exceeded its authority when it imposed a federal eviction moratorium. The Justice Department says it will appeal the ruling, so there likely won't be an immediate impact. A jury in Rome has convicted two American friends in the 2019 slaying of a police officer in a drug sting gone wrong. Both young men are from California. An attorney for one of their families says the officer would be alive today if proper protocols had been followed in the undercover operation.
There were other people that made some really bad decisions as well. And had those other bad decisions not been made, again, Trichello Rego would be here today. Had the Carabinieri simply followed protocols.
The teens claimed that they thought they were in a life or death struggle with a gang member, not an undercover officer. They have been sentenced to life in prison. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
New details on the suspected human smuggling cabin cruiser that broke apart near San Diego last weekend. There were 33 people aboard. Three died in the rough waters. 30 were injured, and ABC's Alex Stone has the latest.
In court documents charging the alleged captain of the boat, federal prosecutors say migrants on board paid between $15,000 and nearly $19,000 to be smuggled into the U.S. All but two on board were Mexican nationals. One was Guatemalan and the captain a U.S. citizen. That man, Antonio Hurtado, is also accused of assaulting a Border Patrol agent who was trying to put a shackle on his leg when he was arrested. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Police near Nashville's airport have arrested a man on charges of shining a laser at a commercial jetliner overhead. ABC's Jim Ryan says the suspect could be looking at serious prison time.
American Airlines Flight 2232 from Charlotte to Nashville was about 10 miles from the airport when the pilot reported...
2232, and there's someone down there shooting a green laser.
The cockpit of the Airbus with 136 passengers on board was filled with a green glare.
Oh, yeah, kind of caught me by surprise.
The plane landed safely. Police then heard from a truck driver who had someone hit him with a laser light. Officers went to a motel on Interstate 40 where a witness pointed out the suspect's room, and he was arrested.
He could get 5 years and pay a $250,000 fine if convicted. You know, a man from Colville, Utah, was given 3 years probation for shining a laser at an AirMed helicopter pilot back in 2017. KSL News Time, 4:36. So, Ricky, we have emergency traffic. What is going on?
It's a crash in the construction zone. This is southbound I-15, 2300 North in Sunset. Only a right lane of traffic squeaking by, and that's causing delays to 31st Street in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Oh, I got a website for you, everybody. Stay here. My minute of news is on the way. Next.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.